This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. A three-part structure that turns hard feedback into team strength. In short, this article teaches the SBI method, a single structured feedback framework drawn from Say It Right Every Time, along with three companion tools that help you deliver, receive, and follow up on feedback in ways that strengthen team synergy rather than fracture it. The SBI method. Situation, behavior, impact. How to adapt SBI for peers, direct reports, and upward feedback when SBI alone is not enough, and which tool to reach for next. Definition, the SBI method is a structured feedback approach using three components. Situation, behavior, and impact. It gives teams a clear, observable, and judgment-free way to deliver feedback that people can actually hear, accept, and act on without becoming defensive. I've watched feedback destroy teams that had every reason to succeed. Not dramatic fallouts. Quiet erosion. A manager who meant well but said something vague and personal, and the team member who shut down for 3 weeks. A peer who tried to be honest and instead came across as attacking. The intention was good. The structure was not there. The SBI method exists precisely for those moments. In Say It Right Every Time Chapter 5, available at Say It Right Every Time, I outline SBI as the most reliable feedback structure I have found for preserving team synergy while still saying what needs to be said. Without a framework like this, people under pressure default to their worst habits. They get vague, they get personal, or they stay silent. This article teaches you the full SBI method and three companion frameworks that round out a complete feedback system. Whether you give feedback to a direct report, a peer, or your own manager, you will leave here with a real structure you can reach for in any situation. If you're building the environment where this kind of feedback can actually land, what a psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth reading alongside this article. Why structure matters more than intention alone. Most people believe that if their heart is in the right place, the words will follow. In my experience, that is wishful thinking. Good intentions without structure produce feedback that confuses, offends, or does nothing at all. Structure matters most when the stakes are highest. Here is where I have seen the absence of a framework cost teams dearly. When a manager tries to address repeated lateness, but ends up making it about attitude, and the team member feels attacked rather than corrected. When a peer wants to flag that their colleague keeps cutting them off in meetings, but phrases it so tentatively that nothing changes. When a team leader tries to give positive recognition, and it lands so vaguely that the recipient cannot repeat the behaviour that earned it. When upward feedback to a manager needs to be respectful and specific, but instead comes out as either a complaint or a compliment with no useful content. When a conflict has been avoided for weeks, and the eventual conversation is so emotionally loaded that no framework could survive the pressure. Structure does not remove the discomfort of feedback. It channels it. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The SBI method. The SBI method, short for situation, behavior, and impact, is a three-part feedback structure that keeps your message grounded in observable facts rather than personal judgments. As I describe in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, it is the backbone of every effective performance conversation I have ever seen or been part of. What it is designed for. SBI works best when you need to address a specific event or pattern of behaviour that is affecting team synergy, performance, or morale. It works for both corrective and positive feedback. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context when the behaviour occurred. Be precise about the time, place, or event. Vague references like sometimes or often undermine the whole framework. Example, during this morning's presentation to the leadership team. Number 2. Behavior. Describe exactly what you observed, using only what a camera would have recorded. No interpretations, no character judgments, no assumptions about motive. Example, you did not leave any time for questions at the end. Number 3. Impact. Explain the effect that behavior had on the team, the project, or the people involved. Keep it factual and connected to outcomes. Example, the impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look unprepared for their feedback. When to use it? Use SBI when you are addressing a specific, observable behavior that has had a clear effect on team performance or synergy. It works equally well for recognition and correction in one-on-ones and informal review settings. When not to use it? SBI is not the right tool when the situation requires an immediate conduct intervention or a safety conversation. In those moments, directness without a framework takes priority. A quick example in practice. I would like to talk about the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end. The impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look like we were not prepared for their feedback. In the future, I would like you to plan to end all presentations with at least 10 minutes for Q&A. How can I help you with that? Eamon's take. I have used SBI in situations that felt impossible before I had the words for it. When you anchor every statement to a situation, a behavior, and an impact, you give people something they can actually engage with instead of something they need to defend against. Framework 2. SBI for peer and upward feedback. The SBI method is not only for managers speaking to direct reports. It adapts cleanly to peer-to-peer feedback and upward feedback to a manager, both of which are essential for genuine team synergy. What it is designed for. This adaptation addresses the specific challenge of giving SBI structured feedback across equal or upward power relationships, where tone and framing require more care. How it works. Number 1. Open with the relationship. Name the value of the working relationship before you name the issue. This is not flattery. It is context. Example. I really value our working relationship, and I have a suggestion for how we could make it even better. Number 2. Apply situation and behavior. Use the same SBI structure, but soften the entry with "I have noticed" rather than a declaration. Example. I have noticed that in our last few meetings, you've cut me off a few times where I have been speaking. Number 3. Name the impact personally. When giving peer or upward feedback, the impact is often on you rather than on a project. Own it. Example. The impact on me is that I feel like my ideas are not being heard, and it is making it hard for me to contribute fully. Number 4. Make a specific, reasonable request. Do not trail off into a vague hope for change. Name what you need. Example. I would appreciate it if you could let me finish my thoughts before you respond. Is that something you would be open to? When to use it? Use this adaptation when you have a trusting enough relationship to raise the issue directly, and when you need the relationship to keep functioning well after the conversation. When not to use it? Do not attempt upward feedback through SBI if your relationship with your manager has no existing foundation of trust. In that case, start by building that foundation first. A quick example in practice. I really value our one-on-ones. I have noticed that sometimes during our meetings, you're also checking your email. The impact on me is that I sometimes feel like I do not have your full attention. Would you be open to making our one-on-ones a no-device zone? I am happy to do the same. Eamon's take. Upward feedback is one of the clearest signs of a high-trust team. When people feel safe enough to tell their manager the truth, you have something rare. Protect it by giving that feedback the care and structure it deserves. Framework 3. Receiving feedback using the GROW method. Giving feedback well is a craft. Receiving it is a superpower. The GROW method, which I outline in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, is a four-part framework for turning feedback you receive into a personal development plan. It is the natural partner to SBI and just as important for team synergy. What it is designed for. GROW helps you respond to feedback constructively in the moment, particularly during performance reviews or formal feedback sessions, rather than reacting defensively. How it works. Number 1. Goal. Identify what the feedback suggests your primary development goal should be. Example. Based on this feedback, it sounds like my main goal should be to improve my project management skills. Number 2. Reality. Acknowledge the current state honestly, without over-explaining or defending. Example. The reality is that I have let a few deadlines slip this quarter. Number 3. Options. Name 2 or 3 concrete paths forward. Example. Some options could be to take a project management course, find a mentor who is strong in that area, or be more disciplined about using our tracking tools. Number 4. Way forward. Commit to a specific first step and a timeline. Example. My plan is to start the online course this month and schedule a weekly review with you. Does that sound like a good plan? When to use it? Use GROW during formal feedback conversations, performance reviews, or any moment when someone has taken the time to give you substantive feedback and deserves a real response in return. When not to use it? If the feedback is vague or unclear, you scroll only after you've asked for specifics. Building a development plan on vague feedback wastes everyone's time. A quick example in practice. After a manager says your stakeholder communication needs improvement, you respond, "Based on that, my goal is to communicate more proactively. The reality is I have been heads down on delivery and updates have slipped. My options are weekly status emails, a shared project dashboard, or brief standing check-ins. I will start with a weekly update email. Does that work for you?" Eamon's take. The teams I have seen grow fastest are the ones where people receive feedback as information, not as an attack. Grow gives you a way to stay in that mindset even when the feedback stings. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. It's your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. Framework 4. Handling defensive reactions using the CORE framework. Even well-structured SBI feedback can trigger a defensive response. What you do in that moment determines whether the feedback strengthens or fractures team synergy. The CORE framework, referenced in Say It Right Every Time, is built for exactly this situation. What it is designed for. CORE is a conflict de-escalation approach for the moment when feedback lands and the other person reacts defensively, shuts down, or pushes back hard. How it works. Number 1. Calm the reaction first. Before stating your feedback, acknowledge what the other person is feeling. This is not agreement, it is respect. Example: I can see this is hard to hear, and I understand that. Number 2. Own your part. If you could have delivered the feedback better, say so. Humility disarms defensiveness faster than anything else. Example: I may not have framed that as clearly as I could have. Number 3. Restate the behavior and impact. Once the other person has been heard, return to the observable facts without escalating. Example: What I want to make sure is clear is that when the report arrived late, the team missed the client deadline. Number 4. Engage curiosity. Invite their perspective rather than closing down the conversation. Example: Can you help me understand what got in the way? When to use it? Use CORE the moment you sense that the other person's amygdala has hijacked the conversation and they are in fight or flight rather than genuine dialogue. Those signs include raised voice, complete silence, or a sudden pivot to blame. When not to use it. If the conversation has broken down completely and neither party can be calm, stop the meeting. Agree to return when both of you can think clearly. No framework survives a full emotional shutdown. A quick example in practice. You deliver SBI feedback about missed deadlines. Your colleague responds sharply, "I can't believe you're saying this. I worked weekends on that project." You say, "I hear you. And I know you put a lot into it. That matters to me. I just want to make sure we both understand the impact on the team. Can you help me understand what made the timeline difficult?" Eamon's take. The amygdala hijack is real, and it is fast. When you see someone go defensive, your job is not to push harder. It is to slow down, acknowledge what they are feeling, and bring them back to the conversation. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Giving corrective feedback to a direct report SBI method. Giving feedback to a peer about working relationship SBI for peer feedback. Giving feedback to your manager SBI for upward feedback. Receiving formal feedback in a performance review GROW method. Feedback recipient becomes defensive or shuts down CORE framework. Recognizing a team member's contribution specifically SBI method positive. Vague feedback you need to make useful grow after asking for specifics. Sometimes two frameworks apply at once. If you give SBI feedback and the recipient goes defensive, you shift to CORE in the same conversation. If you receive feedback and want to respond constructively, grow sits naturally after you've said thank you. The frameworks are not competitors. They are a sequence. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite mechanically, skipping the situation. Jumping straight to behavior without naming when and where it happened leaves the other person disoriented and more likely to dispute the facts. Always anchor the conversation in a specific event before naming what occurred. Turning behavior into a character judgment. The moment you say you were disrespectful instead of you interrupted me three times, you have left SBI and entered personal territory. Observable behavior only. A camera test helps if a camera could not have recorded it, to not say it. Burying the impact. Some people state the situation and behavior clearly, but then trail off on the impact. The impact is the reason the feedback matters to the team. Make it specific and connected to real consequences for synergy, performance, or trust. Using grow on vague feedback. If someone tells you you need to be more strategic, do not build a grow plan on that. Ask for a specific example first. Vague feedback is useless feedback, as I write and say it right every time, and feedback loops only strengthen teams when the information in them is actually clear. Abandoning the framework under pressure. When the conversation gets tense, people revert to instinct. Practice the frameworks enough that instinct and structure become the same thing. The core framework exists precisely for those moments when SBI alone is not enough. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one, use it repeatedly, and let the others follow. Number 1. Start with SBI in your next positive feedback moment. Most people begin practicing new frameworks on hard conversations, which is the wrong time to be uncertain. Use SBI this week to recognize something specific a team member did well. Name the situation, the behavior, and the impact. Notice how much more the recognition lands. Number 2. Prepare your next corrective conversation in writing. Before the meeting, write out the situation, behavior, and impact in full sentences. Read them aloud. This is not about memorizing a script. It is about making sure you have thought clearly before you speak. A prepared conversation is a more honest one. Number 3. Practice grow after your next piece of feedback. The next time someone gives you feedback, resist the urge to explain or defend. Say thank you for telling me that first. Then, either in the moment or in a note afterwards, work through goal, reality, options, and way forward. You will be surprised how quickly the defensiveness drains away when you have a structure to hold onto. For building the broader environment that makes this possible, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is a natural next step. Number 4. Add core when a conversation goes sideways. You will know the moment. Stay calm, acknowledge what the other person is feeling, and return to the observable facts. The more you practice this in low-stakes moments, the more naturally it will come when the stakes are high. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The SBI method grounds every piece of feedback in a situation, a behavior, and an impact, which removes personal judgment and makes feedback possible to hear. Positive feedback delivered through SBI is more powerful than generic praise, because specificity is what makes recognition meaningful and repeatable. The GROW method turns feedback you receive into a development plan, which is how individuals and teams grow rather than just defend themselves. The core framework gives you a de-escalation path when defensiveness takes over, keeping the conversation productive even when emotions are high. All four frameworks serve the same goal: feedback that strengthens the team rather than dividing it. The full system behind these frameworks, including complete scripts and examples, is covered in Say It Right Every Time. If you are working through a specific difficult conversation that is blocking your team right now, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy will give you a clear starting point. Once feedback has been exchanged, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan shows you how to turn that conversation into forward momentum. And if trust has been damaged and needs repairing, how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy is the companion piece you need. This much I know for certain: the SBI method will not make hard conversations easy, but it will make them honest, and honesty, given well, is what holds a team together through every season. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure standing for situation, behavior, and impact. It helps you deliver feedback that is specific, observable, and free from personal judgment, which makes it far easier for the other person to hear and act on. How do you use the SBI method with a team member? Describe the specific situation when the behavior occurred, name the exact behavior you observed without editorializing, then explain the impact that behavior had on the team or project. Keep each part brief, factual, and calm. Ask a question at the end to invite dialogue. When should you use the SBI method for team feedback? Use it when you need to address a specific, recurring, or high-stakes behavior that is affecting team performance or morale. It works for both positive recognition and constructive correction. Avoid it when the situation requires an immediate safety or conduct intervention. Can the SBI method be used for positive feedback? Yes, and it should be. Positive feedback delivered through the SBI method is more meaningful because it is specific. Instead of saying well done, you describe what the person did and why it mattered to the team. That specificity makes the recognition land and reinforces the right behavior. How does the SBI method support team synergy? By separating the behavior from the person, the SBI method removes the personal sting that usually makes feedback divisive. People can engage with observable facts far more easily than with character judgments, which keeps trust intact and keeps the team focused on improvement rather than self-defense. What is the difference between the SBI method and general feedback? General feedback is often vague, personal, and poorly timed. The SBI method forces specificity by anchoring every statement to a real situation, an observable behavior, and a measurable impact. That structure removes guesswork and removes the ambiguity that causes defensiveness and damage working relationships. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.